Well, I'm so happy to be involved with the launch of Piping Live. I've been involved with the festival, doing different competitions and, you know, doing my volunteer bit for years, so it's great to finally be involved. It's an amazing festival and it's just a real highlight of my year, to be honest. August is a buzzing time for Glasgow. I am playing at Piping Live this year in the Pipe Idol competition. This will be my last year in the competition, so I hope to get to the final. Playing in Delhi for the Commonwealth Games handover ceremony was unbelievable, just a great experience. We played to myself and another boy, Craig Muirhead, who also goes to the RSAMD, is on the piping degree and gets taught here at the National Piping Centre. We played to 60,000 people in the stadium in India and it was televised to a billion. So I think that's probably the biggest audience I'll ever have anyway. So, great experience. Oh, it was great jam with Natalia. It was interesting, as I know she's from a different background musically, and it was interesting trying to gel the two together, Scottish and kind of Spanish backgrounds and things. It was great, yeah, it turned out okay, I think. I picked up the pipes myself because my mum's dad, my grandfather, played, and just listened to him over the years. I decided to pick it up. Actually, started getting lessons here at the Piping Centre when I was 10 to surprise him on his 70th birthday to play my wee tune, and I really enjoyed it, so I just kept it going, and here I am, I teach here now. I can see why people might think that the Worlds and the Piping Festival isn't for them, because we've got this stereotypical image of a piper. It's very sort of shortbread tin, you know, tartan tat type thing, more kind of tourist image, but it's totally changing. The pipes are coming to different audiences all over the world through different bands, and it's more of a kind of young, modern thing to do now.